reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me when I see and hear. Dime's a nickel and a nickel's none. I'll throw myself into the Sunday sun.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to guess that my next guest, Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman and District 5 Representative, Tiger Point Gulf Breeze, has probably seen Cowboy Mouth more than once locally in the course of his life. Colton, did I get it right?
Absolutely, dozens of times. My kids as well.
I knew it. And that's at the lighter end of your listening preferences.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you, Cowboy Mouth is one of the best live shows anyone will ever see, I promise.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. So you've had a very interesting couple of weeks. Putting aside, which we covered extensively, the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting where you talked about the TPO and all the crazy shenanigans that went on there. And, you know, I appreciated that, and I had the same sense myself, so like that. But before that, you were in Washington, D.C. In fact, the reason you were not at the TPO is because you're in Washington, D.C. But before that, the week prior to that, you were at the Air War College at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery for the National Security Forum. Tell me more. What was that?
Yeah, I definitely had 2 weeks of very hectic travel, but all military related. But the National Security Forum was a tremendous opportunity that Colonel Hamilton out at Herbert Field, commanding officer there, had nominated me for. And I really didn't know that it existed until I was accepted for it. And what it is, it's 225 military officers, lieutenant colonels and colonels from every branch of the service, along with 89 civilian attendees nationwide. That go for a week as part of the last week of the Air War College program for a two-way exchange discussing real-world experience and insight into strategic environment and geopolitical issues around the world.
Oh, my God, I want to go. What did you learn?
Insane.
I mean, I know it's impossible to summarize a week's worth of that kind of high-quality learning, but what happened? What did you learn? What did you pick up?
Well, so first, you know, you have 45 partner nations involved as well. So in they break everyone out in the classroom. So I had one Army officer, one Marine Corps officer, nine Air Force officers, as well as officers from the Canadian, Indian, and Romanian Air Force in my small group.
What?
And
wow.
In
All
advance,
right.
Yeah, and in advance, they give you three readings on Russia and five readings on China and Taiwan that you have to do as homework before you go. But we had General Wilsbach, the chief of staff of the Air Force, come in and do a lecture and a Q&A. Matter of fact, his lecture was only about 20 minutes. The rest of it was all opportunities for all of us to ask him questions in the lecture hall. We had Dr. Mark Conversino come in and do a lecture on Putin and the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And then Dr. Chris Colley came in and talked about China and the Pacific theater. And after those, you would go to a classroom and you would basically just challenge your assumptions, debate the policies, discuss the lectures with some of the greatest military minds that we have currently out there.
It sounds like, and you'll understand what I mean, this is not an insult, but it sounds like, how did a county commissioner get in the middle of all this? You know what I mean? Like, it's so far above the normal responsibilities for your job description.
Well, so the civilian attendees came from a lot of different sectors, and they sent us a brief ahead of time that broke down how many of each. There were some from business, some from clergy, some law enforcement, education, government, energy. So in my class, the other civilians, we had gentleman does the marketing director for a racetrack, runs NASCAR races up in Missouri. We had another individual from the South Dakota area that was in an electrical company, a utility provider, and another small businessman from Minot, North Dakota, where obviously we have the B-52s and ICBM silos. And then I came in as a local elected. So it was just a really wide group of people and an opportunity to learn more from them. And then an opportunity for, I guess, us to teach them a little bit more what it's like on the civilian side dealing with, you know, military installations in our communities.
Well, and I'm guessing that the purpose of having the civilians is not just to draw on your expertise, but to protect them from the kinds of insular sort of inbreeding of ideas that comes. If you only surround yourself with military people, then you're only getting military perspectives. And, you know, the things that are off note, off fact, don't match up with the real world. The people from the civilian world are more likely to catch, to see, to perceive, and to challenge, right? So that's a way of keeping it all honest in a different perspective, which, I mean, fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Well, I'm super jealous, Colton. Were you allowed to record anything, or was it a, like, no recording because we're going to have Frank talk kind of thing?
Yeah, our phones pretty much got locked away.
Yeah,
we didn't have access. They took lots of photos, and I'm hoping that at some point we'll get access to those. They were recording all of the lectures, so I'm hoping at some point I can have access to some of that so I can share it with people.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Because it was an amazing experience.
I mean, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's military forum at UWF, and, you know, I'm not going to be able to attend, but I am going to watch, of course, and record and listen, and, you know, we talk. This is, what, the third annual, right? Is tomorrow the third annual?
Yes. Yeah, so, third annual UWF Conference Center in Building 22.
And we'll definitely be talking about that after the fact. But I am sure you're going to bring a whole new, you know, just I imagine you're invigorated to go to that tomorrow. The other thing that you've been doing, you said it was the week in between, last week and the 2 weeks prior, it was that you were in D.C. in partnership with the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition. This is why you weren't at the TPO meeting. This is why Mike Kohler and Steve Stroberger weren't at the TPO meeting, is because you were working on lobbying in D.C. for local military stuff, right?
Yeah, we were there as part of the Association of Defense Communities, an annual conference that happens where different communities come together that all have military installations in them and discuss ideas, some challenges, and as well as lobby on behalf of our local installations.
And what did you take away? What got accomplished, if anything?
Well, we just, you know, we're continuing to, you know, push for the same things that we've been pushing for. You know, obviously, you know, addressing traffic on Highway 98. Working on, you know, barracks at NAS Pensacola, new hangar out there.
That's the public-private partnership where the folks who build dorms for, like, the SEC schools that Chandra Newman was talking about, that's something that they're getting ready to start, right?
That's correct. And we're making some headway on a child development center, hopefully at Whiting Field, which is long overdue.
And that would allow parents of small kids to be able to go to base to work with their kids and have them taken care of on base instead of having to arrange separately, right?
Yeah, the private sector simply doesn't have enough space, and they don't have the ability to do it on base right now. There's a long waiting list, so hopefully we can solve that problem.
What's Highway 98 is, I mean, always a problem, of course, we've talked about this many times, that the readiness threat that carries, because, as you know, the CO has so repeatedly said, and when a single crash can shut down the ability of my folks to come to base and perform missions, and I might have to tell a general at some point, hey, we can't do this because our people can't get to the base. What is the shape of any realistic solution to that problem looking like these days?
Well, it's a multi-pronged approach. I mean, right now you just have to remember that the geography is our biggest problem, right? We have a peninsula and we have one main highway that runs east and west, and that's it. So Okaloosa County and Santa Rosa County, in conjunction with each other, are working on some alternative roadways. But when it comes to Highway 98, you know, thankfully Congressman Petronas has been a big advocate and understands the issue. He's working, you know, through the Warrior Road Act to try to get federal funding that we can funnel directly to FDOT, earmarked specifically for Highway 98, and hopefully move up, you know, right-of-way acquisition and construction and widening on US 98 specifically for, you know, national security. You know, in
so
the
six
past,
six lanes on Highway 98 in the vicinity of Hurlburt.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Along with, you know, our county's abilities and work towards, you know, doing an alternate route, you know, around 98.
That was back door through Eglin Land across from 87 last time I checked. Is that still the kind of the idea?
Well, Okaloosa County is already connecting a number of neighborhoods that are directly off of 98 and that school. They're working on that right now.
Okay.
They're working directly with the Air Force. The county, Santa Rosa County, is still working on the Navarre Collector Road that we had been talking about and
that's
researching
moving,
that.
That's moving east-west traffic off of 98 and onto something that used to be a regular suburban road but would be kind of a local cut-through, so to speak.
Yeah, a local road only, and then we've got an MOU signed with Okaloosa County to work with them on that and try to find a way to connect the two, assuming the Air Force will let us do so through the I forget the name of the range there, but there's a section we'd have to get Air Force clearance for.
Okay, so all these things you're working on, and you know, I know it's I know sometimes, especially working with military stuff, it's a long game, right? And, you know, you go today, you go in a month, you go in 2 months, and, you know, 5 years from now, you get a result, right? So I understand that's a long-term process.
Yeah, you know, likely a lot of the actual solutions will happen long after I'm out of office, but, you know, we've got to work on it every day right now.
Very good. Anything else, especially, pardon me for asking, tomorrow open to the public, not open to the public? I can't remember the UWF stuff.
Yes, open to the public. There are still certainly some seats available. Just go online, reach out to Santa Rosa County Economic Development Office. I think there's a link on there. But yeah, the public is welcome to attend until we're full.
Very good. Colton Wright, he is the Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman. He, you know, a dear friend, somebody that I trust, and I seem like I bump into you every. If ever somebody shows up from the government at an event, it's going to be Colton, and often with his wife. In fact, I give you credit. I think you were the only commissioner from either county that showed up at the Propeller Club on Friday, and I think you were the only commissioner that was on the Eagle on Saturday night. So I just, you know, he's the guy who shows up. I'll just put it that way. Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman and District 5 Representative Colton Wright. As always, Colton, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.